Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to PollardFarms.com. That's PollardFarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms, 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
Hey neighbors, it's an investment. I'm talking about certified wheat seed from Shirley Farms in Alva. Joe Shirley and family have four tremendous varieties that'll help put you in position to harvest a high quality, high yielding wheat crop next June. Their power lineup includes Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus. Give Shirley Farms a call, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Well, Packer interest is expected to remain sluggish here today, but overall activity will likely improve as the day goes on. Even though more Packer bids are expected to be available, this has the potential to put even more pressure on the entire cash market. Now, a few cash deals did take place in the north yesterday, about $4 higher than last week. And given the holiday Monday and overall lower expected procurement levels, Packers are not expected to need to fill significant order levels, given the overall trade the last 3 weeks has remain limited. This is causing additional backlog through the market, with estimated market-ready cattle still growing through the next couple of months. Hog futures expected mixed following what is considered to be a generally disappointing move midweek following limit gains yesterday. The focus on position squaring that developed through most contracts midweek took the emphasis off of renewed buyer support moving back into the complex, although traders are looking for potential technical support through early September. Moving to the grains now, wheat contracts are higher, continuing the bounce posted yesterday after fresh contract lows were the feature on Tuesday. Despite the strength in the U.S. and Paris, Black Sea wheat futures made fresh lows, with many contracts hitting the lowest level since they began trading over 20 months ago. Russia's production and export totals have been bantered about for months, but the fact is they retain the cheapest FOB wheat price for 11.5% protein in the world. Corn prices are bouncing modestly after fresh contract lows were notched yesterday. December corn is essentially at the lowest level for this date since 2016, with odds decent calendar year lows will be set sometime this month. The soy complex is higher after a mixed overnight open, attempting to build on yesterday's gains. Soybeans enjoyed a nice session Wednesday, bolstered by the positive demand news as of late. Financial media outlets broke news yesterday. The U.S. and China have agreed to resume face-to-face negotiations. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with farm director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the livestock futures, October live cattle down 25 cents, 99.02. December down 75 at 103.57. September feeder cattle up 140 at 135.55. October's up 132 at 133.42. October hogs up 60 cents, 67.12. Kansas City wheat, December up 2.25, 384.5. March up 1.25, 399.75. Chicago wheat, December up 7.25, 460.75. March up 7.25, 467. December corn's down 2.5, 358.5. March is down 2.5, 371.75. November soybeans up 7 cents, 875.5. January up 7 cents, 889.25. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.